Welcome to Sideline Sleuths, a true crime podcast all about the tragic yet fascinating cases no one can seem to get enough of. I'm Megan.
And I'm Jasmine.
We're so glad you're listening. If you like being an armchair detective, you'll love being a sideline sleuth. When we took our little quarantine break, it was my intention that this was going to be the first episode we came back to, because I actually heard about it like super long time ago before I even knew it was connected to this girl. But I needed, like, some more time to process it. So, I actually just told Jasmine, so, like, this one is, like, not a murder, but she's dead.
Jasmine's and like, I said, huh? So,
the title is The Death of Wanessa Russa. So, you guys, that wasn't a spoiler. If you can read, you already knew that. So, today, we're going to talk about the disappearance that turned into a mysterious slash suspicious slash questionable death from the state of Ohio. 21-year-old Wanessa Russa, who went missing on January 1st, 2019. So for nearly a year, no one knew what happened to her, where she was, how she got there, or if she was okay. And I guess they still don't have answers to most of the questions that her disappearance brought up. But then in December of 2019, her body was discovered, just shy of a year since she vanished. So, what happened to Wanessa? When and how did she die? And who, if anybody, is responsible? Well, here's what we know. Wanessa was last seen at the Greystone Motel in Hillsboro, Ohio on January 1st, 2019. She was the mother to a young daughter named Lorraine, who was 2 at the time that this happened. Wanessa had got mixed up in drugs at a young age, but I'll get to that in a minute. She had been arrested by the Greenfield Police Department on New Year's Eve, and it was noted that she had a large staph infection on her arm and that she was complaining of pain in her stomach and lower back. So because of this, she was released on medical furlough and told to report back to the jail within 24 hours or face further charges.
What?
But
Why did they do that?
Yeah, me either. Like, especially because she, like, it's just weird. Like, I knew, the only thing I knew people got furloughed was, like, Orange is the New Black, when Piper gets furloughed to go to, like, her grandma's funeral.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were sick or something that they would furlough you. Especially from, like, city jail.
Yeah.
But, anyway. Wanessa never reported back. Instead, she vanished. So, Wanessa got into drugs while she was in high school. And in 2017, she was actually sentenced to 3 years in prison, though she didn't serve all of that and was released early. In October 2018, her mother, Angie, suspected that she was using drugs again after falling back in with her old friends. Wanessa, fearing that she would be arrested again on outstanding warrants and was facing prison time, decided that the family should celebrate Christmas early. She didn't want to miss another Christmas with her daughter. So they did that, like, first week in December. And that's the last time that Angie talked to Wanessa, because when she went missing, she was already in police custody. And Angie told her, like, hey, it's time to face the consequences for your actions, like, quit running from it. But Wanessa told her she couldn't go back to prison.
What?
And as you know, she didn't. That was the last time that Angie ever talked to her, because on January 1st, 2019, she was gone.
Wait, so okay, so she was going to go back to jail to face the consequences.
Yeah.
She gets to jail, they notice the staph infection.
Yeah, they medically furlough her.
And she's never seen again.
Yeah.
She said, I can't go to jail.
Yeah. And then she's dead.
This is very curious. This is an amazing mystery.
So, according to Wanessa's mom, Wanessa's boyfriend picked her up to take her to the hospital. Medical furlough is granted so that the agency, so in this case, like the Greenfield Police Department, the Greenfield Jail, wouldn't be responsible for Wanessa's medical bills.
Yep.
So they let her out to seek treatment on her own. And Angie said that Wanessa first asked to be taken to Highland District Hospital. But then after her boyfriend picked her up, she instead changes it to the Greystone Motel. She said she just wants to rest and get cleaned up. Hmm. And her boyfriend doesn't.
Okay.
And then that's where it starts to get weird. Like, yeah, just now is when it starts to get weird. So, while at the hotel, for a reason unbeknownst to me, Wanessa climbs into the ceiling. And she's moving about, and she ends up falling through the paneling into a random room below. And she hits her head on the sink, and because she like fell through the ceiling and bam, right into the sink. And then she takes off and she runs into the woods behind the motel. And for a long time, that's where the trail goes cold. Just like into the ceiling, out of the ceiling, into the woods. Nada.
This is so bizarre. I can't even.
But like, almost... and like, I still, like, even after all of my reading, have no idea why she climbed in the ceiling. Like, still.
She went to a specific motel.
Yeah. And then she got into the ceiling for some reason.
Do you know if this was a motel that she frequented before her arrest?
I know that she had another shady friend who lived at that hotel.
Hmm.
So.
Because you know sometimes, like, you hide a secret stash.
Ooh, okay. I didn't even consider that.
Like, I don't hide a secret stash, but.
You know, sometimes neither do I, y'all. Neither of us have secret stash.
But some people might.
Some people might, yeah. Okay, so Angie gets word that Lanessa disappears. So she reaches out to Lanessa's boyfriend, who, I don't know what his name is, but boyfriend. And he tells Angie, like, yeah, he had been at the hotel with Lanessa, but that he left because his car was doing something weird and he went to get it looked at. And then he wasn't there whenever Lanessa climbed into the ceiling and did
all that stuff.
All that stuff. So Angie heads to the motel. And when she gets there, there are already two vehicles from the sheriff's department there. There's a 515 call from the hotel to the sheriff's office to report, like,
this criminal, lady fell through my ceiling.
Criminal property damage or something. Oh, okay, like, okay. She destroyed some stuff and then ran into the woods.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So they get there at 5:26. And, okay, so she was actually, like, crawling through the ductwork and then she fell.
Oh, that's even more complicated.
Yeah. And then, like, the man, I can't even imagine being in a hotel and I just fall through the ceiling. The man whose room it was is like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Like, do you need help? And she refuses any assistance and then, like, darts. Oh. Yeah. So Angie, the mom, she gets there. There's already two sheriff's deputies there. And Angie and her husband are told that they don't have the manpower to search the woods behind the motel. And it's, like, already, like, dark and cold. So, like, we're not going to check for her.
That's but, very like, lazy.
She's a fugitive. She has a staph infection and probably a head injury. Yeah. And they're just, like, how far can she get?
Yeah. But
they don't look for her. So by 5:42, so 16 minutes later, they just clear the scene.
What? This is I guess it seems really strange to me, especially because we just did the Skylar case. And it's, like, a wooded area again.
Ooh, true.
And they did such a thorough search.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, is it because she's a drug user?
But so was Skylar.
But so was Skylar. So yeah. It's just raggedy cops.
And, like,
cops
hers
about
was in
to come
January.
Oh,
his was in
it's
June.
Cold.
Hers is, like,
ooh, big difference.
Ohio. His isn't. So maybe it is the weather. And his was morning and hers is nighttime.
True. All true things.
Know.
Okay.
So, whatever.
We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
They cleared it hella fast and it wasn't thorough and... Lanessa's 13-year-old sister says that she thought she might have seen Lanessa getting into a van that night near the Greystone Motel.
In plain sight?
Yeah. And she was last known to be wearing, remember this, a green shirt and blue pants.
Okay.
So the next day, Lanessa's family launched their own investigation and performed their own search of the wooded area behind the motel.
I always respect when families are just like, well, forget it,
yeah.
And we'll make it happen.
Do it ourselves. And they found nothing. So the next day, January 2nd, they find nothing. Not long after Lanessa disappears, Angie, that's her mom, gets a call from this guy named JP, who's a former Marine and Iraq war veteran. I think he actually did 5 tours in Iraq. And he was a friend, acquaintance, or whatever, of Lanessa's. So, JP was staying at the Greystone Motel, and Angie goes up there to meet with him and talk. And he tells her that he's the one who paid for Lanessa's room on January 1st.
What?
Because she told him she needed a place to crash and, quote-unquote, lay low. So, JP even goes as far as lending Lanessa one of his cell phones. And the fact that he has
one
more than one phone
is
already suspect
AF
to me because, like, who do you think you are, Kevin Gates? What you got 2 phones for?
2 phones are always a sign that you're doing something sketchy.
Agreed.
You got multiple girlfriends.
Or,
you got a shady business.
Yeah.
You laundering money.
Something.
You bribing politicians. I don't know.
I don't know what it is,
not good.
But it's not good. Yeah. So, according to Angie, quote, He said he was almost positive that she was laying in the woods dead, end quote.
That's a sketchy sentence.
Yeah, like I'm like 99. I don't know. It's weird. So he didn't think that Lanessa could have survived the cold. So remember, it's January 1st in Ohio.
True that.
Considering her injuries and the infection in her arm. Because remember, apparently this infection is so bad that the jail is like,
get out.
Go ahead. And she was like a parole violator, which is like,
yeah, this seems like a bad decision.
Yeah, so yeah, I bet you they regret that now. So anyway, but whatever was going on with Lanessa medically was like
serious. Too bad to keep her in jail.
So I gotcha. JP told Angie that Lanessa was barefoot at the time she went missing. But Angie was like, no, I thought she was wearing these like Adidas shoes. Like, why would she be barefoot in January? So anyway, he's like, she's barefoot when she goes missing. And then he tells her that they were using meth that day too. And Angie,
meth is just
reoccurring things.
Woods creeping and meth across the nation.
So Angie thinks that that's peculiar on its own because Lanessa's drug of choice had always been heroin. So,
which is not to say that it's
impossible, but she was just like made a note that that was like a red flag to her. Like, really, she was doing meth? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what do you have to lose? So he lends her this phone, right? There's an outgoing call from that phone that he gave to Lanessa that's timestamped after she vanished. So remember, the cops are called at 5:15 to the hotel.
Yes.
They show up at 5:26. She's like already got, she already did the whole ceiling crash run thing by 5:26. This call is sometime after 5:26. And it's to one of JP's friends. And the friend says it was JP who called him, not Lanessa. But it's from the phone that Lanessa had in her possession, allegedly. So,
which he placed in her hand.
Yeah, and like, if you didn't, like, you didn't even have to tell anybody you did that. Like, yeah, you just volunteered some unnecessary incriminating information. So that puts JP and Lanessa together sometime after she ran into the woods. So that friend says that JP called him and asked for a ride. Guess what kind of car that friend has?
Oh, is it a van?
It's a van. So, if you remember, her sister said she thought she saw Lanessa getting into a van near the Greystone Hotel that night. So, there was a van there maybe after all. Despite suspecting that JP knew more about whatever happened to Lanessa and where she went after the motel that night, her family was never able to get the answers from him that they were hoping for because he suddenly died on February 25th from a suspected drug overdose. So, like,
they mean suspected. Either the drug overdose is not.
True. I don't know. It just said I guess maybe they're like, was it intentional or not?
Okay.
Gotcha. Might be what they meant. Like an accident, suspected accidental or suspected purposeful. I don't know.
I got you.
Yeah. But anyway, so he drug overdose. So that's like not even 2 months later. But not long after he died, a search party ended up finding Lanessa's shoes, these Adidas sneakers, and that phone of JP's. In the woods, near, like, State Road 124 or whatever.
He knew way on March 7th. Than he said. Because obviously, clearly, if her shoes aren't found with her body, she was barefoot.
So, like, why did you tell her she was barefoot? Like, I don't know, it just seems like a... So, he at some point, he knew that she took off the shoes. But she didn't... She had shoes when she left. So, it just further corroborates that they were together after she ran.
It seems weird that he would volunteer any of this information. Why wouldn't he just leap himself out of it and just be like, I don't know, I paid for her room. She seemed like she was down on her luck.
The end. But, you know...
People like to talk.
What's the recurring theme? Meth. So...
It's true.
They were... So, the Adidas were covered in mud, and they were sitting by a tree... And the phone was nearby. So the whole thing is weird to me because, one, JP was in possession of the phone again after Lanessa ran off because he called the friend with the van for a ride, right?
Yeah,
so it's not like she ran into the woods and was never seen again. Also, he told Angie that Lanessa was barefoot when she ran off, and obviously she wasn't because if she was barefoot, why were her shoes in the same woods she was seen running into?
Mm-hmm.
And why was the phone with the shoes? So the phone that JP had again after he loaned it to Lanessa...
And after she'd run off.
Yeah, so the only thing that makes sense is that Lanessa and JP met up after she left the Greystone. Somehow her shoes and the phone were ditched together. And then, like, JP, he just had to have seen her.
I just don't even understand this whole, like, series of events. Like, what was she trying to get away from?
She was prison, like.
Okay, so she was trying to crawl her way out of a motel she could have just walked out of?
But her shoes and her phone were ditched somewhere different than where her body was left or ditched. or she died somewhere else. And so, like, they find the shoes and the phone, and they don't find Vanessa.
Right.
But he had to have seen her again at some point to even make that barefoot comment. Right. Because when she went to the woods, she had shoes on.
Okay.
There's no way she just went into the woods and died and then never had any contact with anybody else after she left the motel. Like, that's just my gut feeling. Angie said, quote, "I think that he," meaning JP, "was involved in her disappearance. Now he's dead and gone, and I feel like I'll never get answers," end quote. Which is understandable.
So the friend that allegedly, I mean, I'm assuming he picked them up because he had the
van. He's only saying he picked up JP. He's not saying he picked up JP and Vanessa.
Okay.
So, but you have to remember, meth. Yeah.
True that.
So this is how I found out about the story. So I saw this Facebook post and I found out about the clothes that Vanessa might have been wearing before I ever found out about Vanessa.
What? I feel like a lot of things are so crazy about this case and the way you're telling me it, but go ahead.
Maybe I'm doing like a bad job of lying.
No, you're not. Or like it's super riveting.
So there's this guy named Dave, and he lives in Fairlawn, New Jersey, which, just so you know, according to Google Maps, Fairlawn, New Jersey is 620 miles or 9+ hours from Hillsboro, Ohio, where the Greystone Motel is. So on March 25th, 2019, so this is just 3 months shy of Vanessa going missing, and a month after JP dies, Dave from New Jersey makes the following Facebook post, and I'm going to read it to you. Quote, "These clothes were found, as is today, 25 feet from our garage and about 500 feet from Route 208. Local police were called. The officer who came out said no ID in the clothing. Nothing can be done. We feel it's a bit bizarre how they were clumped up and seemingly deliberately stashed in the wooded area behind our garage and where our daughter plays with her friends. Many others seem to think it's the work of paramedics cutting the clothes off of a trauma victim, etc., which makes sense. I see it. But clumped all together, way off the highway, literally almost in our backyard, makes no sense. My neighbors are unsettled. My family is unsettled. And if anyone recognizes this outfit and feels as if it's something more serious than a random paramedic or a crash victim disposing of their clothes 500 feet from the shoulder of a major highway in a patch of woods, here you go. We have lived here a long time. I have seen many accidents on 208 myself, firsthand, right near here. We are in this wooded area very often, and this is something very out of the ordinary that seems really questionable. I guess this is my last-ditch effort, but God forbid it is as sinister as it appears to be. We would want someone doing the same if it was one of our loved ones or our daughter who once wore the clothes. Maybe it's a prank or high school kids brought it all the way here from the highway, but it wasn't the wind and it wasn't animals. They were all found clumped up together in the woods near a small creek, a natural gas pipeline, a major highway, and our actual backyard. That said, as parents, it's hard to act like this isn't creepy. Hopefully there's a reasonable explanation, but animal and wind don't ball it up like actual dirty laundry," end quote. Before we keep going, I want to show them to you.
Whoa.
Okay, so
honestly, I respect this person that made this post.
Yeah, like it was just
I'm a sleuth.
I've done what I could do, but maybe Facebook can help. And like, so I saw this post on Facebook around the time that he made it, March of 19, and it took a long time before they even connected it to Vanessa, potentially. So these are the clothes.
All the clothes.
Yeah, it's like jeans, a shirt.
Well, it's green
shirt. That might be a thong. I don't know. But yeah, that is because there's ew. But like the clothes are cut open, and they were just like right here. I don't know if I'm gonna edit out this whole side conversation. Maybe, maybe not. So, I'll post the pictures of the clothing on social media. But just so you know, it's a green polo shirt and blue jeans. And Vanessa was last seen wearing a green shirt and blue pants. In Dave's post, no shoes were found with the clothing either.
Oh.
And it's been said that Vanessa owned that exact polo shirt, and that even the bra found with it is the same size that Vanessa wore, and the jeans were her favorite brand. He shared a few updates since his original post. March 28, 2019, he wrote, quote, "To date, the Fairlawn police have received some phone calls about a missing person in a few different states, but none have matched the clothing found. Unfortunately, without a victim or any knowledge of an actual crime being committed, there is little that can be done or investigated. For all intents and purposes, Fairlawn did ask the county if they could send the clothing out for testing. Unfortunately, the procedure used for scenarios like this requires there to be a victim or knowing for sure that a crime involving the location itself or the clothing has happened. At this time, there appears to be no further evidence that there was a crime, but that doesn't mean one wasn't committed. Unfortunately, this burden is ours should we continue wanting to search for proof." End quote. He thanked everyone for their help and said that the clothes were in the possession of the police. He said, quote, "Bergen County Sheriff's contacted Fairlawn detectives. Fairlawn detectives took the clothing into evidence in case anyone reports anything related to the outfit or the area the clothes were found in. I was told they may or may not be DNA tested, but he will contact the people who handle that, and without a victim, it's hard to do much more. But at least it's on their radar now." It was unanimously agreed that the location of them and the condition of all the pieces in one spot like that is suspicious. And if anything else transpires, I will be contacted. So then on June 29th, he says, quote, "I was contacted last night by one of several thousand people who've been following the story, sent me a message with an article about Lanessa Russa. I have followed up on everything people have sent me in hopes of getting to answers. It looks as though we are one step closer to knowing. Lanessa's mother claims the clothing we found is an exact match to what her daughter was wearing upon her disappearance, right down to the bra size," end quote. But then it kind of like dead ends there. Like, the last I read, the sheriff's office where Lanessa vanished was working to obtain the clothes from the police in New Jersey, and Lanessa's mom was hopeful that there would be trace of DNA or something that would be able to, like, scientifically and officially link them to her daughter, but as far as I know, they've never said anything about it. But, like, Fairlawn, New Jersey is 620 miles away from Hillsborough, Ohio, but that's Lanessa's outfit she was wearing when she went missing. Yeah. Or, like, an exact replica of it, if not hers.
And her shoes and the phone are found much closer.
Yeah, they're found in the woods behind a hotel.
So, and she, like, somehow got, I don't know if necessarily her body went that far.
I guess you'll tell me. Yeah.
But very, like, strange.
Why were her clothes so far away? And, like, when they were, like, no shoes were found with it, I was like, oh, well, that's because we already found her shoes in Ohio.
Yeah, that was creepy.
So, on December 12th, 2019, at approximately 3:30 p.m., the Highland County Sheriff's Office received a call from a hunter who said that he found what appeared to be skeletal remains in a heavily wooded area between Route 50 and State Road 124, just outside the Hillsborough city limits. The wooded area Lanessa was last seen running towards on January 1st is also between Route 50 and State Road 124.
They just didn't really do a good job of searching. What we're assuming.
And, like, because they didn't search at all. Like, her family searched the next day. Family searched the next day, January 2nd.
Yeah.
So, maybe she wasn't there on January 2nd.
At the same time. So, or they didn't, you know, they don't necessarily know how to search that way. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was, but, like, in my brain, it's January in Ohio. January. It probably snowed at some point.
Yeah, but it was really cold.
So, detectives, deputies, the Highland County coroner, and officials from the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation reported to the scene. The bones were on top of the ground and had not been buried. And then they were collected to be sent off for identification. On December 17th, the Highland County coroner, Dr. Jeff Beery, said investigators were able to identify the remains as being Lanessa Russa through both dental and DNA records, as well as, quote, "some clothing where the body was found." And maybe I'm reading too much into that, but, like, when he said "some clothing," that was weird to me, because if you remember John Glasgow, it's an episode we did last summer, he went missing in the woods in Arkansas. And they ended up finding his body, like, years and years later. Like, he had already been declared dead. It was probably, like, 8 years. It was, like, a long time later. And he had still, like, on the full outfit.
Yeah, around his
skeleton. He was wearing, like, it was still on the body. And they said some clothing where the body was found. Not, like, some clothing found on the body. So that just made it seem like she wasn't dressed. Or she was partially dressed. Yeah. And, like, so, like, am I overthinking that, or does that seem weird?
No, when you said "some clothing," I was like, oh, that's a specific turn of phrase.
And, like, they, when John's body was found, they were like, and he was still wearing the khakis and the blah, blah, blah that he left the house. And they said nada about a green shirt and blue pants. Yeah. So, like, was the body, like, air quotes, wearing something other than that?
Yeah.
Like did she change clothes? I don't know. Like, that was the last thing people knew she was wearing. And then they didn't say anything about, like, and the body was found. The skeletal remains were recovered with the same clothing she was last known to be wearing.
Yeah. Just some clothes.
Seems fishy.
Yeah.
Some clothes where. Not some clothes on, but some clothes where. So, just like John Glasgow, no cause of death was given. But the coroner did say there was no, quote, "signs of trauma," end quote.
Yeah, I mean, she was sick.
Yeah,
so it was more harsh conditions that she was running around in, potentially high.
Yeah, and she... Okay, so let's talk about theories then.
Okay.
So, to me, there are really three different ones. One, Lanessa was the victim of foul play. Two, Lanessa died from her injuries, like her staph infection, element exposure from just being in the woods in January, like barefoot or whatever. And I'm not going to go into why she would have ditched her shoes and her phone or anything, like, or the phone going back and forth in their possession yet. But, like, weird. She's barefoot in January. So she could have died from element exposure, from a staph infection, from potentially a head wound.
Right. I forgot about the head wound.
And then theory three, Lanessa accidentally died, or just died, and the people she was with dumped her body to avoid any criminal charges or liability or whatever.
Yeah, that's actually all too common, right?
Yeah, so I don't think anyone murdered her. I also don't think she ran into the woods and then never linked up with anybody ever again and then, like, froze to death or died from her injuries right then. So I'm ruling out homicide. But I'm ruling out, like, just succumbing to her circumstances alone in the woods, with emphasis on alone in the woods, I guess. So I don't think she froze to death. And I don't think her staph infection or her head injury killed her. I don't think she, like, ran into the woods and died. Here's what I think happened.
Okay.
I think Lanessa left the Greystone Motel and called JP because she had one of his phones after all. He also stays at the Greystone, so he's probably, like, right there, not far away. And he meets up with her somewhere out there in the trees. Once together, he uses the phone that he loaned to Lanessa, to his, right? And he calls a friend, the van guy, to pick them up. And he does. Her shoes are muddy, and she just ditches them right there in the woods.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like, Austin and I went hiking. I hate when I say his name in episodes. We went hiking not that long ago, mm-hmm. and our shoes got, like, super muddy, and I was really worried about his car. But anyway, so her shoes are, like, destroyed, gross. And she leaves them in the woods. And for whatever reason, they leave JP's phone behind. Maybe out of paranoia from drugs, or maybe just because she's, like, currently a fugitive.
Right.
Maybe both. Who knows? But they decide to go lay low somewhere. Lanessa, at best, probably has a mild concussion. At worst, she has a more serious traumatic brain injury. But let me just preface this by saying, I have a lot of compassion for drug addicts. I was in a long-term relationship with an addict, and I watched it change him into a person I knew he was better than. And addicts are just people like me and you, and they're deserving of life, love, and happiness just as much as the next person. But we do need to remember that in this story, Lanessa and all of her friends are addicts.
Yeah.
So they might not be behaving in the most rational way all the time.
Of course.
And they probably have a really valid fear, or at least legitimate hesitation, with law enforcement. So I think they probably left the woods and got high somewhere. JP ended up dying from an overdose not even 2 months after Lanessa went missing. So, in my opinion, Lanessa died, and her friends, or I don't know if you want to call them that, but the people she was with panicked. Did she overdose and die? Maybe. Did she die from whatever was wrong with her medically? Maybe.
Possibly.
But I think she died, and they panicked, and they ditched her body in the same woods they found her in, because then it would look like she just died there. And after all, JP did tell Angie, Lanessa's mom, that he was pretty confident she was just laying dead in the woods somewhere.
I remember that as soon as you said, yeah.
And guess what? She was. He also told Angie that she was barefoot when he last saw her, but Angie knew she ran off in those Adidas shoes, which further connects the logic that they met up after she left. Mm-hmm. And he used the phone to call a friend, the same phone he admitted to loaning to Lanessa. So he's at least there, but he definitely knows more than whatever he told Angie. Lanessa didn't die alone in those woods, though. Do I think those clothes are Lanessa's? Yeah, I do. I mean, it's just like a gut feeling. Yeah. Until they've been proven that they weren't hers, and I haven't seen that. I mean, maybe they already have, but, like, to me, it was just way too coincidental for them not to be hers. I mean, like, she was known to own that shirt. That's the brand of jeans she wore. That's her bra size. There was no shoes. The coroner said some clothes where it was recovered. Like, that wording was suspect as hell to me. I think that those are Lanessa's clothes.
That's even more weird and mysterious for me then. Because it's like, if it's JP and whoever his friends are, why did they cut the clothes off of her body?
I have no idea.
And keep them until they got to...
I think somebody ditched them there purposefully. And I think they did it to get as far away from Linessa's disappearance as possible. And they were like, you know what? 600 plus miles seems pretty good.
I know, but I just feel like it's weird to even do. Like, you know, like if you're going to be 600 miles away, like, why don't you just throw it in the trash can?
Yeah, like, why'd you go into the woods?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if they're smart enough to be like, let's add to the mystery, you know? Yeah. So, but then, you know, Facebook happened and here we are. But it's like, so I don't think that they killed her, but like, this is still a crime. Like, lying in an investigation, tampering with evidence, moving a corpse. Like, I don't know what those charges are, but like, it's not like they did nothing wrong. I had a coworker whose granddaughter overdosed years ago, and like, her friends just dumped her on the side of the road. And they got charged with some stuff. Like, you cannot move a body. You cannot conceal evidence. You can't, like, so it's not murder, but, like, they're involved.
Yeah.
There's some crime was committed, even if it's not murder.
There's a lot of strange stuff that went on in the story altogether. The weird attempt at fleeing.
But why was she in the ceiling?
That's what I mean. If you're going to flee through the woods, just go through the woods.
Yeah, why'd you go in the ceiling at all? Yeah. Well, I just, like...
If you're going to flee with JP, just flee with JP.
So I had, like, saved the story about the clothes in my, like, saved things on Facebook. Because I have a problem. And then, like, just randomly I was going through that the other day. And I clicked it, maybe, like, a couple weeks ago. And I saw his update in June about Linessa. And I was like, who the hell is this? And then I looked and I was like, wait, a girl in Ohio? You think her shredded clothes are found in your backyard in New Jersey? And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And despite all of my research, still doesn't make any sense. So I think
those drives aren't that like uncommon to do. I think up in that northeast
all those states like are so close together. Yeah.
So I think,
but it's still 620 miles though.
It's still a ways. You're absolutely right.
It's still a ways, but like they were just like, oh, this is the perfect location to ditch these clothes from that low-key homicide, whatever. I don't know. Manslaughtery situation. Negligence.
Didn't know they were throwing those clothes in the backyard of a sleuth.
Yeah. So, if you have any information about the disappearance and death of Linessa Russo, please contact the Highland County Sheriff's Office in Ohio at 937-393-1421. Furthermore, if you have any information about the clothes found in the woods near Fairlawn, New Jersey, you can contact the Fairlawn Police Department at 201-796-1400. Or the Bergen County Sheriff's Office at 201-336-3500.
Thank you for listening to Sideline Sleuths. If you have any comments or questions about this case, or just feedback about the show in general, you can find us online at facebook.com/sidelinesleuths. And if you haven't already had the chance, please rate and review the show on iTunes, Facebook, or any social media or streaming platforms available.